It's Friday, December 2nd, 2016, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domain names, and internet services. My name is Con O'Meenachoin, and today we're going to talk about Office 365. On Thursday next, December the 8th, Black Knight and Microsoft Ireland will co-host a free webinar titled Office 365 and Security in the Cloud. On Skype, I'm joined by Jonathan Eustace, who is SMB Cloud Lead with Microsoft Ireland. Jonathan, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Con.
Describe that job title. What do you do?
So it's really about helping our customers understand what cloud technology really is and how they could start to use it in their business in a way that would make sense for them.
So we're going to be talking about, I suppose, what people might traditionally know as Microsoft Office, but you guys don't call it that anymore.
No, we've moved on a little bit from that, and we're really going to be talking about next Thursday is Office 365,
right?
Which is really the evolution of our core sort of Office products that people would sort of know and love, the Words, PowerPoints, Excels of the world.
Yeah, and evolution really is appropriate because if you think about it, the working world has changed, the office world has changed. I remember a time when people didn't have PCs on their desks. In fact, in Ireland, once upon a time, people had ashtrays on their desks, if you can imagine that. But it's a good illustration, Jonathan, of how, if you think about Mad Men and things like that, how the working world has evolved. And Microsoft Office really dominated in its early days the world of offices. People took applications like Word and Excel and PowerPoint to their hearts and built their businesses on them. But it has evolved since that. And now when people get involved with Microsoft Office, those familiar apps are still there, but there are new tools as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, 100%, you still have those familiar applications that people are used to working with, and I think that's probably good. You know, it's a good place to start because I think when some people think about using a cloud technology, they're worried about will I still be able to do the things that I'm able to do today and work the way that I'm used to, you know. And I think from a starting point, absolutely, you can do that. Mm. But then it's thinking about, well, how do the way in which I work, how has that evolved and changed over the last number of years? And if you take something as simple as email, you gave the example of the case where, you know, desks didn't even have a PC on them. They were, you know, they were just used as a place to do sort of your note taking and your writing and reading. And now we're finding that, you know, desks are becoming, again, they're not the thing that we're actually tied to. You know, 50% of email is consumed using a mobile device, you know, whether that be a smartphone or a tablet. So we've gotten away from that sort of being that idea of being tied to the desk. And then it evolves from there. You know, some of the trends that we're seeing is that in offices, you know, up to 60% of the desks that may be in an office are vacant and aren't being used, because we're really getting into this idea that work is the thing that you do, not the place that you go. And with Office 365, what we're trying to do is give people access to the tools they need to be productive, you know, whichever way they're working or wherever they happen to be working.
And productivity really is the key word there, Jonathan. And I think when you talk about email, there was people discovered email was a great tool and very convenient. But in many ways, it became a burden and people found that emails got bounced around back and forth and nothing ever actually got done. Some of the new productivity tools in Office 365 are really designed to cut through that. For example, an email isn't always the most appropriate way to contact or to talk to somebody, and there are many other ways indeed as well. I was interested in particular in seeing how you guys, of course, acquired Skype several years back, and you've taken what people might be familiar with as a tool that they use to talk to their relatives abroad and things like that, and you've made it really a core business tool with things like presence detection and things like that, so that you can collaborate with a coworker and decide instantly whether it's an instant message, whether it's a voice call, whether it's an email, what's the most important or appropriate way to engage with them.
Yeah, and you know, it's Skype. When people get used to using Skype in a business context, I think it's phenomenally useful for them. Just even things like you say there, just in terms of the presence information. Mm. So it's instantly giving you sort of, you know, a guide about what's the best way to contact somebody. You know, if they're available, you know, you can just, as you said, maybe drop them a quick instant message rather than sending an email, because you'll get an instant answer back, so you're not waiting. But similarly, it integrates with their calendar, so it might show you that they're in a meeting. So they're unlikely to be able to read an email, or they're probably not going to be able to take a call. Whereas similarly, if somebody's offline, I can see, well, they're probably the best way. I'm going to actually need to pick up the phone and call that person, because that's going to be the best way to do that.
And Jonathan, is it true that you guys no longer have phones on your desks in Microsoft Ireland?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely so. We all use our sort of our PC devices. So myself, I have a Surface tablet, and I have a headset, which I'm actually using now to do this podcast. Mm-hmm. And we've gotten rid of phones on the desk for the vast majority of employees. So it's a big change. And you know, if you think about sort of the impact that can have for smaller businesses, if you have a business that maybe has sort of two or three different locations, or that you've people that are on the road and traveling about, it means that they have a very good connection back into the office. Mm-hmm. So if you either have the option of maybe instead of doing the journey down to drive down to a specific location, you can just do a Skype call instead, and you get, you know, if you have a full video experience on that, you can share your desktop so you can see what the other person is looking at, and then you can bring in other people as well. So if you need to have sort of three or four or five people on a call, you can do that, and it's very intuitive.
Talk to me about the power of co-authoring with documents, Jonathan. Once upon a time, we'd produce a version of a document, send it around for comments, and somebody would edit it, and the next thing you know, there are several versions of it, and nobody knows which one is the right one.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and when we talk about, sort of using the products that we know and love, Word is a big one. If we take maybe the example of that, so it could be something like a sales proposal or a response to a tender. And as you said, you know, the sort of the classic way of working is that somebody creates that document and then sends it off to, you know, maybe three or four different people to get input, and they receive back these versions of files like V.1, V.2, V.3, and then you have that sort of nightmare of the task trying to amalgamate them all together. And very often, what you find is that the incorrect document ultimately gets sent to the customer or doesn't have the correct information. And what we've done with co-authoring is that multiple people can access the same document and work on it at the same time. So in real time, you can see the changes that are being made by users.
Let's talk about security, because people say it's all very well to be flexible and mobile and be able to share documents easily, but security is really, really vital nowadays. At Black Knight, we're partnered with Microsoft for Office 365, and as our own reputation, of course, depends on reputation for security and information systems management, we've recently been certified to ISO 27001 standard. For companies, no matter what business you're in, whether it's IT or whatever it is, information management and security really is vital. How has Microsoft addressed that in terms of Office 365?
I think if we take the first point to start is to look at the certifications that Office 365 have. So it was one of the first cloud services to be certified for ISO 27001 certification. So it means that instantly companies that are striving to achieve that level themselves can now point to the fact that they're using a service that has achieved that. And it goes beyond that as well. Like in terms of specific industry regulations, whether it be things like HIPAA or FISMA in the States around healthcare data or financial data and how that's treated, it has all of those certifications as well. And you know, the list is incredibly long. Beyond that sort of just compliance, it also brings in the idea of trust, and this idea of a trusted cloud, because it's fundamental for users that if they're going to entrust their data to a provider, that they're comfortable and happy that how that data has been used is secure. So Microsoft is always is very transparent in terms of what we do and don't use your data for. You know, one example would be that we don't use your data for any form of advertising, whether that be sort of the idea of an email or a banner advertisement within your email inbox, or it could be the idea of you know, use data mining your data to understand how best to advertise to you. So we don't do any of that sort of activity.
Well, that's really crucial, I think, Jonathan, and it's important to stress for businesses that are getting involved with using Office 365. This is a service that people pay for, and that's how it's funded, that's how it's paid for, and that's the revenue model, and there's nothing else involving data mining or anything like that. You don't even look at customers' data.
No. And when it's in our data centres, it's actually encrypted. So we don't look at people's data other than to provide support when they ask for it.
Now, the thing about security as well, of course, obviously the weak link in any kind of security, you can have all the encryption and protection that you like, but it's the weak link really is people. And I'm really interested to see that Office 365 provides an audit trail for seeing how data is actually managed by individuals within your organisation. There is, for example, we're familiar with the idea of tooltips that pop up and tell you about the software you're using. But you guys also have policy tips, and someone, for example, who's operating Office 365 can set a policy for their organization and say, you know, for example, to warn users if they're about to send an email to someone outside the organization. And you can even base that on certain keywords and certain kinds of data as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's when the conversation becomes really interesting. So, you know, I think we talked about that idea of a trusted cloud, and that's fundamental. But once you're comfortable that sort of criteria has been satisfied, it moves the conversation on to, well, how does actually using a cloud technology make me and my company and my employees and my data more secure? And it's some of the tools that you mentioned there. And we'll look at those in the webinar next Thursday in a good bit of depth, actually. Just in terms of how do we actually protect that data that's really critical for the organization, and that's something that's going to continue to evolve because you know things like the new EU data protection directives that are being updated that are going to impact all companies. And it's about being able to show, as you said, well, number one, how can I demonstrate via sort of audit trails and things like that that what we're doing is compliant, and how do I make sure that we don't accidentally do, you know, that sort of classic thing which we've probably all done at some stage where you think you're putting one user onto an email and you put the other one and you accidentally send them an Excel file that was never meant for their consumption.
So Office 365 helps with that. Let's talk about the webinar. It's on next Thursday, December 8th at 12 noon Irish time. And people can sign up for it by going to blacknight.com/webinar. We're going to talk about some of these headline points, Jonathan, you and I, on next Thursday. But there's also a practical element in that as well. You're actually going to demonstrate Office 365, and people will have an opportunity to actually see your screen shared and see how that is working.
Yeah, very much so. So we'll probably start by doing is giving a little bit of a tour of Office 365, showing you some of the different sort of applications that we've only touched on briefly there. So, you know, obviously the core things like email, we'll look at Skype, we'll look at some of the co-authoring features. And then what we'll do is we will look into some of those sort of specific security scenarios. So how do we actually, you know, help protect your data within Office 365? And then I think, you know, as well, we'll be able to take some questions as well through the webinar. So if there are any specific questions that people have, we'll do our best to address those on the day.
I might have a few myself, Jonathan, because I'm a long-time user of Microsoft Office in various guises. But there are lots of new tools in this as well. There are lots of new apps on the portal when you look at Office 365.
Yeah, and I think it's a great part of the sort of the Office 365 story is that it's getting continuous investment. You know, the number of updates is phenomenal. I think over the last year, the number of new sort of feature updates across the product is over 350 now. 15 new actual sort of product releases into Office 365. So in terms of sort of when you make an investment in the platform, it's continuously innovating, continuously evolving, and you get access to those features as soon as they're released, as opposed to having to maybe to wait in the traditional sort of deployment cycle where it'd be, you know, we probably all remember the days of sort of service packs and things like that.
Yeah.
So we've moved on from that now, where the platform is continually evolving, continually innovating, and getting that innovation into the hands of the end users as quickly as possible.
And I suppose the keyword really is that flexibility that collaboration, that ability to work in teams, which it offers, which is very exciting. Jonathan, I'm looking forward to our webinar on next Thursday. Looking forward to talking to you then. And to remind people once again, if they want to sign up for it, they simply need to go to blacknight.com/webinar and fill in your details there. It is free to attend, free to take part in. It'll take no more than an hour of your time on Thursday next, 8th of December at 12 noon. Jonathan Eustace of Microsoft Ireland, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks very much, Con.